project of this is the Northern Pacific LCL Express Car. This project started with the intent of trying to beat WNR and have mine done before theirs came out, but that didn't quite happen. The pulling pockets, there was no way I was going to put those real crude white metal cast pulling pockets back on. So that meant I had to scratch build the pulling pockets, which really wasn't that big of a chore. Again, taking a 10,000th piece of plastic, pre-bending it, and then gluing it on as the surface plate to the pull pocket on the corner of the end cell, then took a piece of tube styrene, took a round file, filed the end to a concaved curvature, and test fitting it onto the corner to make sure I got a good seal. I then took the tubing and drilled it out so that the inner part of the tubing was, the tubing wall was a lot thinner. It was really too thick to represent a good pulling pocket. The finished pulling pocket is then ready to glue onto the faceplate on the corner of the end sill. Here both pull pockets are in place. Now these were made a little longer than one and deeper than what they should have been. After the glue dried, I then went in and sanded and filed down the tube, which then represents the pulling pocket itself. The top of the end sill had a steel plate on it, and I took a sheet of 5,000th plastic, notched it to fit the end of the car, and put it in place, and then drew a pencil line on the bottom of it to the contour of the end plate to the car, then turned that over and used that as a guideline and punched in my rivets just slightly off that line. The rivets were punched with a 080 blunt end of a drill. Then turned it over to the positive side and trimmed it fairly close to the rivets, glued the piece on top of the end sill, and then sanded it smooth with the edge of the end sill. The end result is looks like all one piece. This is the construction of the doors on the LCL car. First piece is a one-piece cut, and the window is cut in larger than the actual size of the windows. The molding is then cut and glued to the front side of the door. By overlapping the molding on the window opening, I've created on the inside a slight edge where the glass panels can rest against. So you don't have the glass panels cut as the same size as the window opening, and thus you have a small space to glue them in place. With all the exterior molding put on the door, the molding strips were left longer than the actual basic door. After all the pieces were dried, I then went and trimmed it from the backside. Thus, you've got a perfect edge all the way around on the door, and you don't have to bother about cutting pieces to the exact length. They're all cut and sanded and all come out. And the two doors are now assembled and ready to be painted. After the doors were painted, the clear glass was cut to the width of each window frame, and then marked off and cut into individual glass panels. these glass panels were then set into place and glued with microscales, clear, crystal clear. So if anything happened to ooze out from the sides, this dried crystal clear, you're not able to see it unless you have a magnifying hood and your nose scraping the side of the car.